More than $60 million is coming to projects in central New York as part of the governor's statewide economic development program. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, that figure is down from previous awards.
More than 800 projects across the state are sharing around $716 million. Central New York missed a hat trick in the governor's awards after being rated a top performer for the first 2 years of the program, but the region still did well. The highlights include $2.8 million for redevelopment of the former 9X building in downtown Syracuse. The office tower that sits across the street from City Hall will become apartments and mixed-use space. Despite criticism to the contrary, Rob Simpson, co-chair of the council, says the regional council process is accountable and transparent.
You know, we're very, very conscious of putting forward projects that not only offer the potential of a large economic benefit and that meet our region's vision and our strategy, but projects that have a realistic chance of completion.
He says, unlike in the past, economic incentives aren't awarded until after companies deliver on their commitments. The North Country and Mohawk Valley Councils secured more than $80 million each. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.
Meanwhile, the redevelopment of downtown Watertown also got a boost from the Regional Economic Council funding announcement. $2.1 million will go towards replacing the former Mercy Hospital with a mix of business and residential units. Watertown Mayor Jeff Graham says it's the biggest project in the city's history.
It's going to help transform our downtown along with some other projects. So to have that state support was essential, and I know that we emphasized how important this was, and I'm glad to see the Cuomo administration agrees.
The state funding is a sliver of the estimated $65 to $70 million project cost. Core Development of Syracuse has bought the property and is responsible for the transformation. Core is currently removing equipment and asbestos from the site in preparation for demolition of the old buildings later this winter.